Will you please turn to Exodus chapter 25?
请我们翻开出埃及记25章。
Exodus chapter 25 verses 8 and 9.
出埃及记25章第8、第9两节。
And they shall make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
According to all that I shall show thee, the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the utensils thereof, even as shall ye make it.
制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代至上28章。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代至上28章。
Verse 11.
11节。
And David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of his houses and of his treasuries and of his upper chambers and of his inner chambers and of the house of the mercy seat.
大卫将殿的游廊、房屋、府库、楼房、内殿 和施恩所的样式，指示他儿子所罗门。Verse 12.
And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of Jehovah, and of all the chambers round about, for the treasuries of the house of God, and for the treasuries of the dedicated things.
又将被灵感动所得的样式，就是耶和华神殿的院子、周围的房子、殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式，都指示他。Verse
19. All this, said David, in writing by Jehovah's hand upon me, instructing as to all the works of the pattern.
大卫说：“这一切工作的样式，都是耶和华用手画出来，使我明白的。”The
Gospel according to John.
约翰福音。
John chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第1章第14节。
And the Word became flesh, and dwell among us, and we have contemplated His glory, a glory as of an only begotten with a Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。The
letter to the Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第2章。
From verse 6 through verse 8.
6到8节。
As therefore ye have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and assured in the faith, even as ye have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. See that there be no one who shall lead you away as a prey through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the teaching of man, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。 在他里面生根建造，信心坚固， 正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗权和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together again this morning.
亲爱的主，我们再一次感谢你把我们聚到你的跟前。
We believe that Thou hast something to say to us.
我们实在相信你有话要对我们说。
But we acknowledge that in ourselves there is no ability.
我们承认在我们里面没有能力。
When we touch spiritual things, we are lost.
当我们摸到属灵的事情，我们就失落了。
So we are totally at your mercy.
我们完全要依靠你的怜悯。
Lord, we do look to thee to grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们仰望你赐给我们那智慧和启示的灵。
We look to thee to open the eyes of our heart.
我们仰望你，把我们心中的眼睛打开。
We pray that Thou will create within us a thirst and hunger for Thyself.
我们求你在我们的里面制造一个向着你饥渴慕义的心。
Take away from us anything that may be as veil upon our heart.
除去我们心中一切的帕子。
Pray that Thy light.The word of thy light will shine into our heart.
求你话语的光照亮我们的心中。
Give us vision.
给我们意象。
Draw us unto thyself.
吸引我们来到你的跟前。
Pray that by thy grace we may touch reality this morning.
我们祷告借着你的恩典，我们能够进入实际。
Deliver us for anything that is superficial.
救我们脱离一切浮面的东西。
Lord, we want thee and thee alone.
我们主啊，我们只要你，只要单单的要你。
Fill our heart with thyself.
哦，用你自己充满我们。
Draw us closer to thee.
把我们吸引来更亲近你。
Prepare us.For thy return.
预备好我们迎接你的再来。
We ask in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Yesterday morning we mentioned that it is God's desire to have a house.
昨天我们讲到是神的心愿，他要得着一个家。
He who created the heaven and the earth.
他创造了天跟地。
Does not satisfy his heart.
但这并不能够满足他的心。
He is looking for a house for himself.
他要等候得着自己的家。
And he wants to dwell among men.
他要住在人当中。
But in order that man may be his house,
使人能够成为他的家。
There's lots of work that has to be done.
那要有许多的工作要来做。
Not only he has to bring us back to himself.
不单只他要把我们带回到他的面前。
He has to work within us.
他还要在我们里面做工
，to recreate us，
在里面再创造我们
，so that we may be fitting to be his house，
叫我们能够合适成为他的家
，that he may dwell at rest among us，
他能够居住也安息在我们中间。
And we also mentioned yesterday morning，
昨天早上我们也提到。
That we need to ask the Lord to create within us a same desire.
我们也求主在我们里面制造有相同的心愿。
That we may desire what God desires.
我们也要神所要的。
If it is His desire for such a house.
这是他的心意，他要得着这样的家。
And we are that house.
我们是那个家。
Then the same desire should grasp our heart.
那同样的心意是要这样抓住我们的心。
In other words,
换一句话说，
we need to respond to God.
我们需要对主有回应。
We need to offer ourselves totally to Him.
我们要把我们自己整个的献给他。
Ask Him to transform us and conform us to the image of His beloved Son.
求主改变我们，也能够把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Transforming us from Jacob to Israel.
改变我们从雅各变成以色列。
So that our God may rest among His people.
我们的神能够安息在他的百姓当中。
And we too may rest in Him.
我们也能够安息在他的里面。
Now this morning we would like to go a step further.
今天我们要再往前走一步。
We would like to consider together on this matter of the pattern of the house of God.
我们一同来看神家的样式。
Does the house of God have a pattern?
神的家有样式吗？
You know, whenever you want to build a house,
当你要建造一个房子的时候，
the first thing you do is you have to draw a blueprint.
头一件事你要有一个蓝图。
You do not just randomly putting things together.
你不是这样随意的把材料放在一起。
Without any plan, without any blueprint.
你不能够没有任何的计划，任何的蓝图。
If it is a house of importance,
哦，如果这是一个很重要的房子，
then you find it is extremely important to have the layout beforehand.
那就是要非常的重要，要预先有各样的计划。
So first of all, when you think of a house, of building a house,
当你要开始想盖一个房子的时候，
the first thing that will come to you is this matter of the pattern.
头一件事要讲的就是样式。
Our God is the greatest architect in the whole universe.
我们的神是宇宙当中最伟大的建筑师。
I think it is so evident.
哦，这是非常我们可以看到的。
When you look at the heavens and the earth,
当你看到天地，
and all the things that He has created,
他所创造的一切，
you can see His wisdom and His power.
你看到他的智慧跟他的全能。
You can see His divine nature.
你可以看到他的神性。
He builds everything that it may glorify Himself.
他造的一切都叫他自己得荣耀。
In this matter of new creation,
在这个新造的当中，
you find He does even a greater work.
你看到他做更大的工。
So in the building of the house of God,
在神家的建造当中，
we believe that He must have a pattern.
我们实在相信他一定有一个蓝图。
He must have laid down His plan beforehand.
他老早就把他的计划安排好。
And then all the time He will be working for His completion.
在这时间的里面，他就完成他的工。
And this is illustrated again and again in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面就一再的说明了。
We remember the children of Israel.
我们记得以色列的百姓。
They were God's chosen people.
他们是神的选民。
And at that time they were slaves in Egypt.
他们在埃及为奴的时候。
But God sent Moses to deliver them out of Egypt.
神差派摩西救他们脱离埃及。
And brought them to Mount Sinai.
把他们带到西乃山。
Now in Exodus chapter 19,
在出埃及记十九章的里面，
God said, I brought you to myself.
神说我把你们带到我面前
as on eagle's wing
是在鹰的翅膀上
now if you will keep my commandment
如果你们遵从我的话遵守我的约
if you will keep my covenant
如果你们遵守我的约
I will make you a people of my possession
我就要你们做属我的子民。
Out of all the nations, I will separate you unto myself.
就在万国当中，把你们分别出来归给我。
You will be my people, and I will be your God.
你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。
And on the basis of that,
在根据这一个点上
God gave them the Ten Commandments.
神就把十诫给了他们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
why did God give the children of Israel the Ten Commandments?
为什么神把十诫颁布给以色列的子民
God gave them the Ten Commandments in order to make them his own people.
神把十诫给他们叫他们成为神的子民。
What separated them from all the nations?
哦，他们与万国有什么分别呢
？They had the law of God.
因为他们有神的律法。
They have the written commandments.
他们有神写下来的律法。
And by keeping the law,
借着遵守律法。
By keeping the Ten Commandments,
借着遵行十诫。
They will be separated.From all the nations,
他们就与万国分别出来
and they will become God's own possession.
他们就成为属神的子民
That's the reason why you find they were commanded to keep the law.
所以这是他们神吩咐他们要遵守律法
Now, after God revealed the law to the children of Israel.
当神把他的律法向以色列的子民显明出来
Then he began to reveal something else
他就再启示一点给他们
You know when we read the book of Exodus
当我们读出埃及记的时候
When we think of Moses going up to the mount
当我们想到摩西上到山上
We think only that he went up to the mount to receive the law
我们就想到他上山那里接受律法
But the Bible tells us
圣经告诉我们
that Moses went up to the mount
摩西上到山上
Indeed, he received the law from God
他实在从神那里接受了律法
But more important than the law
比律法更重要的
God revealed to Moses his heart desire
神向摩西显明了他的心意。
God said, "Make me a sanctuary."
神说，为我造一个圣所。
That I may dwell among you.
使我可以住在你们中间。
The law is only a preparation.
律法只是一个预备。
To prepare the people.
来预备百姓。
So that they may be ready.What is coming?
叫他们能够预备好来接受前面要临到的。
The purpose is not the law.
目的，律法不是目的。
The purpose is the sanctuary.
圣所才是目的。
The law is given.
神把律法颁布了
to prepare them
能来预备他们
to make them ready
叫他们预备好
so that God can dwell among them
神能够住在他们中间
so the real purpose of the deliverance of the children of Israel
所以拯救以色列人出来最真主要的目的
is that God wants to dwell among them
乃是神要住在他们中间
If you read the book of Exodus,
如果我们读出埃及记
you'll find only five chapters are devoted to the law.
你就发现有五章是讲到律法
and seven chapters are are devoted to the tabernacle.
但七章圣经讲到会幕。
God's purpose is to dwell among his people.
神的目的乃是要住在他百姓的当中。
Now even with the law,
就算是律法。
Even though they were being separated from all the nations,
虽然他们与万国分别出来，
and yet they were not holy enough,
但是他们还是不够圣洁，
for God to dwell directly among them,
不能让神直接住在他们中间。
So God had to ask them to prepare him a house, a tabernacle.
所以神要他们预备一个圣所。一个会幕
，so that God may dwell among them.
所以神能够住在他们当中。
It is not as direct as it should be.
哦，不是那样的直接。
It is still indirect.
仍然是间接的。
But anyhow, that God will be able to dwell among them through the tabernacle.
神能够借着会幕住在他们中间。
And God not only revealed to Moses that they should build him a tabernacle.
神不单只启示给摩西说要为我造一个会幕。
God revealed to Moses every detail of that tabernacle.
神启示给摩西会幕里面的每一个细节。
God showed Moses a pattern on the mount.
神启示了给摩西一个山上的样式。
Because everything is patterned after the heavenly reality.
因为每一个样式都是根据那属天的样式。
The tabernacle that Moses was going to build.
摩西所建造的会幕。
Is but a physical replica of the spiritual reality in heaven.
只不过是天上属灵的那个样式的一个代表。
So God gave to Moses all the details.
神把一切的细节给了摩西。
Not only the materials.
不单只是那些的材料。
But also the measurement.
哦，还有其中的尺寸。
Even the weight.
还有其中的重量。
And the form, everything.
还有它的样式。
And after.God revealed to Moses the pattern of the tabernacle and all its utensils.
哦，当神把会幕的样式跟里面的器具都启示给摩西的时候。
And God warned Moses again and again.
神一再的警告摩西。
That you build everything according to the pattern on the mount.
你造这一切都要根据山上的样式。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we understand Moses,
如果我们真是认识摩西，
we will think that God was insulting Moses.
我们好像觉得神在那里羞辱摩西。
Because the Bible tells us,
因为圣经告诉我们，
while Moses was raised up in the Egyptian palace,
摩西是在埃及的皇宫里面长大。
He learned every learning in Egypt.
他在埃及学了一切的学问。
In other words, Moses was mighty in words and in deeds.
摩西他是大有能力在于学问跟话语上面。
And Moses actually was a great architect.
摩西实在是一个伟大的建筑师。
We know at that time, at the time of Moses,
我们知道在摩西的时候，
Egypt was already famous for its architectural feat.
当时埃及的建筑已经非常的出名。
You look at these pyramids.
你看到那些的金字塔。
They are not only majestic.
那里不单只是那样的尊贵。
But they are also astronomical.Wonders.
那实在是非常的奇妙。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Moses was well learned in building.
摩西实在学尽了一切的建筑学。
All God could do.
神可以这样做。
Moses, build me a tabernacle.
摩西为我造一个会幕。
And Moses will say, That's easy.
哦，摩西说没有问题。
And surely he will build a beautiful tabernacle.
他一定会造一个美丽的会幕。
But instead of that,
但不是这样。
God gave Moses every detail.
神告诉摩西一切的细节。
He will not allow Moses to use his own wisdom to change anything.
他不让摩西用他自己的智慧有任何的改变。
He even warned Moses.
他还警告摩西。
Do everything according to the pattern on the mount.
你照一切都要照着我所指示山上的样式。
And we know Moses was faithful in all God's house.
我们知道摩西在神的家里面尽忠。
Where is his faithfulness?
他如何的尽忠呢？
He is faithful in following every order of God.
他忠心，因为他听从神一切的命令。
He just did not deviate anything.
他有没有任何的更改？
He did not change anything.
他没有任何的更改。
He did everything according to the pattern on the mount.
他所做的一切都照着山上的样式。
There was his faithfulness.
这是他的忠心。
In one sense, it must be very difficult for Moses.
一方面来讲，对于摩西来讲是很困难的。
Because Moses certainly had brilliant ideas.
因为摩西他实在有很好的、很好的意思。
And probably he would wonder why it should be built this way.
他可能在那里想，为什么要这样造？
God needs something more majestic.
哦，神需要的应该是更加的辉煌。
And he was well able to give it to God.
他是那样可以把这样的辉煌的给神。
But this is the humility, the meekness of Moses.
那这就是摩西在面前的谦卑，他的柔软。
He built everything according to the pattern revealed to him.
他建造的完全根据向他启示出来的样式。
And then when you come to the last chapter of Exodus,
当我们来到出埃及记最后的一章，
when the tabernacle was set up,
当帐幕支搭起来的时候，
and it was set up according to God's command,
那完全是照着神的命令。
And every utensil was placed in order,
里面一切的器具都摆好。
Then you'll find the glory of the Lord descended upon that tabernacle.
你就看到耶和华的荣光充满在帐幕里面。
God took possession of that house.
神就拥有了这一个的房子，这个家。
God claimed this house as his own.
神宣告这是属于他的。
God came into rest.
神在那里得着安息。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you'll find this is repeated again in the building of the temple.
我们看到在建造圣殿的时候也是这样。
David had a heart for God.
大卫对神有这样的心志。
He wanted to build God a more permanent house.
他要为神建造一个长久的殿宇。
Because when the children of Israel were in the wilderness,
当以色列人在旷野的时候，
they have to travel all the time.
他们要一直的在那里移动。
So they cannot have a permanent building.
所以他们不能够有一个永久的建筑物。
The tabernacle moved with the children of Israel through the time in the wilderness.
在旷野的时候，会幕随着以色列人一直的挪移。
In other words, God moved with them.
换一句话说，神与他们一直的迁移。
But after the children of Israel entered into the promised land,
当以色列人进入应许地的时候，
we know that it was God's will.
我们知道这是神的旨意。
That they should be a settled place.
他们能够得到一个安息的地方。
That there should be something more permanent.
那里应该有一个长久的地址。
And yet for hundreds of years,
因为几百年来，
you'll find the place was unknown.
哦，那个地方是未知之地。
And God's ark was still in the tabernacle.
神的约柜仍然在 会幕里面。
And not only that, but you find that it was completely ignored.
你看到在那里是被忽略了。
It was not until David.
直到大卫。
How he afflicted himself.
他是心里那样的那个受苦。
He want very much to find God.A settled place.
他实在要神得着一个安居的地方。
That there may be a habitation for God Himself.
叫神能够得到居所。
Even though He was not allowed to build the temple.
虽然神不允许他盖圣殿。
Because He was a man of war.
因为他是一个征战的人。
He shed too much blood.
他流了太多的血。
It did not represent God.
不能够代表神。
So God told him that his son will build the temple.
神告诉他，他的儿子要盖圣殿。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Because of his heart towards God.
因着他向着神的心。
His heart for God's house.
他的向着神家的心。
You find that the pattern of the temple was not revealed to Solomon but to David.
但是你看到神圣殿的样式，不是向所罗门启示，而是向大卫启示。
David, he said.
大卫说
，God, by His Spirit, show him all the details of the coming temple.
说神借着他的灵，把圣殿一切的细节都告诉了他。
God's hand was upon him.
神的手临到他
，as if guiding his hand to draw the blueprint，
好像是耶和华的手画出那个蓝图。
And you find David commanded his son Solomon。
你看到大卫命令他的儿子所罗门
，that he would build the temple according to the pattern revealed to him by the Spirit of God。
他要建造圣殿是根据圣灵向他所启示出来的样式。
Solomon is the wisest of all men.
所罗门是最有智慧的人。
Where is his wisdom?
他的智慧在哪里
？His wisdom is follow faithfully the pattern revealed to his father.
他的智慧乃是忠心的跟随。神给他父亲启示的样式。
And that is the reason that why after the temple was built,
当圣殿盖好之后
，you find when Solomon was praying,
当所罗门祷告的时候
，he said, God,
他说神啊
，the heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee.
说天和天外的天都容不下你。
How much less will you dwell?In the house that I built,
你怎么能够住人手所居的殿呢
？Only that you may set your name there.
你就是把你的名放在其上。
May your eyes be upon this house.
让你的眼睛注目这个家。
May your ears be upon this house.
让你的耳朵停在这个殿上。
Whenever people pray in the temple,
当人在圣殿里面祷告的时候
，or they pray towards the temple,
当他们向着圣殿祷告的时候
，will you please hear and answer?
求你垂听。
And after he prayed,
当他祷告之后
，you'll find heaven, fire.Came down from heaven.
你看到火从天而降
，and burned the sacrifice.
在那里就烧、焚烧了这些的祭物。
And the glorious cloud of God filled the temple.
神的荣光充满在圣殿的里面。为什么
？Because everything was done according to the pattern.
因为每一件都是照着山上的样式。来建造。
But brothers and sisters, we know the history.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个历史。
Gradually, you find the children of Israel rebel against God.
我们看到渐渐的以色列人他们违背神。
Even Solomon, in his later years, seemed to deviate.
甚至所罗门在他晚年也偏离了。
The children of Israel began to worship idols.
以色列的子民开始拜偶像。
They rebel against God.
他们背逆神。
God sent his prophets to them.
神差先知到他们当中。
To warn them.
去警告他们。
Try to bring them back to their senses.
把他们回带回转过来。
But they persisted in their rebelling.
但是他们仍然坚持在他们的悖逆当中。
So finally, you find God allowed His temple to be destroyed.
最后，我们看到神允许他的圣殿被毁。
Because the physical things are not the thing.
因为那物质的不是真实的。
If it begins to misrepresent God.
如果他在那里把神代表错了。
And if it began to rebel against the reality,
如果他们在那里背逆那个实际，
God would rather to see the temple destroyed.
神就任凭他的圣殿被毁。
Allow the children of Israel to be taken into Babylonian captivity.
容让以色列人被巴比伦掳去。
But God, in His mercy,
在神的怜悯底下。
Promise the children of Israel,
允许以色列人
that after 70 years of captivity,
当七十年被掳之后
God will allow them to return.
神就叫他们回来归回。
So finally, you remember in the first year of King Cyrus.
所以我们看到在古列王第一年
during the dynasty of the Persian dynasty,
在波斯帝国的时候
the children of Israel were allowed to come back from Babylonian captivity.
以色列人就从巴比伦被掳归回。
But only a remnant returned.
那只是一些余民回来。
Though most of the children of Israel would rather remain in captivity.
大部分的以色列人他们愿意留在被掳之地。
Because during those 70 years,
因为在那七十年当中
they had already built up their business.
因为他们在那里已经有了他们自己的生意。
And they have already built up their own home.
他们有了自己的家庭。
And they were given quite a degree of freedom.
他们在那里也享用了很不少的自由。
Even though there was no temple.
虽然在那里没有圣殿。
But you know that it was during that period.
你知道是在那一段的时间。
That this ingenious system of synagogue was invented.
哦，当时这个他们很有智慧的就发明了这个会堂的制度。
They developed a system of synagogue.
所以他们就开始了这个会堂的制度。
If you have 10 men of leisure.
如果你们有十个以色列人。
10 men of leisure.
就是有十个。
They have time.
十个有闲的人。
It doesn't mean that these 10 men or full-time service.
这个十个人不一定都是说全时间侍奉的。
In other words, if you have 10 men who are willing to give up some time for God,
如果有十个人他们愿意付一点时间归给神的，
you can organize a synagogue.
你就可以组织一个会堂。
You do not need to travel far.
你们不需要跑很远。
And you can find 10 men that agree and have the same opinion.
你们就有十个人有同意的。
And then you can have a synagogue.
那你就可以有一个会堂。
You can worship God.
你就可以敬拜神。
And there they read Torah, the five books of Moses.
所以他们就在那里读摩西五经。
And they read the prophets.
他们就读先知书。
They sing the songs.
他们在那里唱诗篇。
And they pray to God.
他们向神祷告。
And there was much liberty among them.
在他们当中有不少的自由。
People could get up and give a message.
有人站起来可以讲一点的信息。
So they have everything that they need.
所以他们需要的都有了。
And not only physically, they were well-being.
不单只在物质上面，他们很丰富。
Religiously, these satisfy their conscience.
他们有一些宗教的生活来满足他们的良心。
The only thing lacking was they could not offer sacrifice.
唯一不能够做的就是不能够献祭。
And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins.
若不流血，罪不得赦免。
So you find most people remain in Babylon.
所以你就发现多数的人都留在巴比伦。
Only a remnant of the children of Israel.
只有一些的以色列的余民。
Whose heart was stirred up by God.
他们的心被神激动。
They were concerned with the name of God.
哦，他们为了神的名在那里发热心。
So they went back to Jerusalem.
所以他们就回到耶路撒冷。
And in difficult days, they rebuilt the temple.
在艰难当中，他们重建圣殿。
And we know this temple that they rebuilt.
你知道他们所重建的圣殿。
Later on.During the time of Christ,
哦，你知道在基后来在基督的时候，
you find that it was already greatly enlarged.
哦，在那里已经在那里扩展了很多。
By King Herod.
哦，是希律王的时候。
So outwardly, you find this temple was glorious.
你看，在外面来看，这个圣殿是。非常的荣耀。
It was adorned with beautiful stones.
哦，用美丽的石头所建造。
And the gifts from all the world.
哦，从各处献来的礼物。
And there was the priesthood.
哦，在那里你有祭司的制度。
And there were the sacrifices.
哦，在那里有献祭。
And there were a group of people called the scribes.
哦，在那里有一些的文士。
And they made the study of the Bible their life.
哦，他们就是以读圣经为生的。
So outwardly, you find you had a pious, godly people.
所以你在外边来看，看到一些很敬虔的人。
But in actuality, it wasn't so.
但实际并不如此。
In this second temple,
在第二个圣殿
you find something.Most essential were lacking.
你发现那里面有一些最重要的东西缺少了。
First of all, you find in the second temple there was no ark.
你发现在第二个圣殿里面没有约柜。
In the holiest of all, there was nothing there.
在至圣所里面什么都没有。
You know the ark is the center of the tabernacle.
我们知道约柜乃是会幕的中心。
There the glory of God rested.
哦，那是神荣光所在之处。
From the mercy seat, he spoke to his people.
哦，从施恩座那里，他向神的百姓说话。
And yet in the second temple, there was no ark.
在第二个圣殿里面没有约柜。
And not only that.
不单只这样。
You find in the second temple, there was no glory.
你看到在第二个圣殿里面也没有荣耀。
The glory of God did not descend upon this temple.
神的荣耀没有降到这个圣殿里面。
And thirdly,
第三点。
In the second temple, there was no fire from heaven.
第三个圣殿那没有从天而降的火。
And fourthly,
第四。
The high priest did not have the Urim and Thummim.
大祭司没有乌明跟土明。
In other words, they cannot find the will of God.
换一句话说，他们不能够去寻求神的旨意。
So all the most fundamental things were lacking.
最基本重要的东西都缺乏了。
In a sense, it was an empty temple.
换一句话说，这是一个空的圣殿。
Everything went on as usual.
哦，外面一切都照常进行。
But there was no reality there.
但是那里面没有实际。
But thank God,
感谢神。
In the fullness of time,
在日期满足的时候
，the Word became flesh,
道成了肉身
，and dwelt among men,
住在人的中间。
In the original, it said tabernacle among men.
在原文的里面乃是说，神的帐幕在人间。
Full of grace and truth,
满有。恩典与真理。
And we have contemplated his glory.
我们也看到他的荣光。
As the glory of the only begotten with the Father.
乃是父独生子的荣光。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
When our Lord Jesus came upon this earth.
当我们的主临到地上。
Even though outwardly there was the temple.
外面虽然有圣殿。
Supposed to be the Father's house.
哦。本来应该是父的家
，But they already made it a house of merchandise.
但是他们已经成为做买卖的地方。
You remember our Lord twice cleansed the temple.
你知道我们的主两次洁净圣殿。
At the beginning of his ministry.
当他一开始做工的时候。
And towards the end of his ministry.
直到他最末了做工的时候。
The temple was unclean.
圣殿是不洁净的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
But where is the reality of the house of God?
那神家的实际在哪里?
The reality is in our Lord Jesus.
实际乃是在我们的主身上。
He is the real temple of God, the house of God at that time.
在那个时刻，他是神真正的家，神的殿。
The glory of God was with him.
神的荣耀在他身上。
He is the Emmanuel.
他是以马内利。
God with man.
神与人同在。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you find that throughout his days on earth,
你看到在主在地上的时候,
outwardly there was the temple,
外面有圣殿,
and people looked to the temple,
人看圣殿,
but actually,
实际上,
the reality is in this man, our Lord Jesus Christ.
实际乃是在 耶稣基督的身上,
he is the God-man.
他是神的神人。
Three times during his earthly days,
在他地上有三次的时这样,
the heavens opened,
天向他打开,
and the heavenly Father said, this is my beloved Son,
父说, 这是我的爱子,
in whom I'm well pleased,
我所喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
but unfortunately,
很可惜,
you find the children of Israel, their eyes were on the physical.
以色列人的眼睛是看物质,
the eyes on the material.
他们只是看表面,
their eyes were on the external.
他们的眼睛是看外表,
they glory in their temple.
他们圣殿的那个荣美,
they did not see the reality in Christ Jesus.
他们没有看到在耶稣基督里面的实际。
They even rejected him.
他们拒绝他。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
in John chapter 2,
在约翰第二章的里面,
when our Lord cleansed the temple,
当我们的主在那里洁净圣殿的时候,
they challenged him.
他们在那里, 向他挑战。
And the Lord said, you destroy the temple.
说你 拆毁圣殿,
and in 3 days I will raise it up.
说我3日内要再建立起来。
Now our Lord spoke of his body.
我们的主是指着他的身体讲的。
Because his body is the real temple of God.
因为他的身体乃是神真正的殿。
God dwells there.
神住在其中。
And God finds his rest there.
神在他身上得到安息。
I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
and in 3 days he said, I will raise it up.
他说三日我要重建,
they destroy his body.
他们拆毁了他的身体,
they crucified him.
他们钉他十字架,
he was buried from 3 days.
他埋葬了3天,
and on the 3rd day, he was risen from the dead.
第3天他从死里复活,
and for 40 days he appeared to his people.
40天他向 属他的人显现,
and then he ascended up to high,
然后他升到至高,
seated at the right hand of God,
坐在神的右边,
waiting all his enemies to be his footstool.
等候他一切的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
But on the day of Pentecost,
当五旬节的时候,
you find 120 disciples,
你看到 耶稣基督120个门徒,
they gathered in that upper room in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷的楼上,
they prayed for 10 days.
他们祷告了10天,
prepare themselves,
预备他们自己,
for the power from on high.
预备从上面来的能力。
Then on the day of Pentecost,
当五旬节的时候,
you find the Holy Spirit came into this world.
圣灵就降临到地上。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里面, 他们就进成一个身体。
From that day onward,
从那个时候开始,
there on earth,
在地上,
you find the house of God.
你就找到了神的家。
Because all these who are the Lord's,
因为这些属于主的,
they are being born into one body.
他们就生进了这一个身体里面。
So the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
Christ is the head.
基督是头。
He is head to the church, which is his body.
他是教会的头，教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him.Who fills all and in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
How gradually you find God began to add many to this body.
你就渐渐的你就看神就把人数加在这个身体上面。
And this body is still growing.
这个身体一直的在这个增长。
Thank God by the grace of God we are in that body.
感谢神，藉着神的恩典，我们在这个身体里面。
And the church on earth is the house of God.
在地上的教会是神的家。
There is neither Jews nor Gentiles.
那里不分是犹太人是外邦人。
Neither Scythians nor Barbarians.
哦，不论是哦西古底人或者。或者是化外人。
Neither circumcised or uncircumcised.
不管是受隔离的，未受隔离的。
Neither bondman or freeman.
哦，不论是为奴的，是自主的。
All these earthly distinctions were gone.
这属地的分别通通除去。
It is Christ all and in all.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
What is the church?
什么是教会？
The church.Is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
The head is in heaven.
头在天上。
But through the body, the head continue to speak and to work.
借着身体，头一直的在说话，一直的在做工。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we would like to ask one question.
我们愿意问一个问题。
If in the types and shadows,
在预表跟影儿的里面，
God revealed a pattern for the tabernacle and for the temple.
神启示会幕跟圣殿。
Where is the pattern for the church, for the house of God in reality?
那今天教会的样式在哪里呢？
Isn't the reality more important than the shadow?
实际应该比影儿更重要。
Can you believe that God revealed his pattern to the shadow but none to the reality?
神启示影儿的样式而没有启示实际的样式，你相信吗？
You know there are different ideas about this matter.
你知道在这一点上有不同的意见。
Many people think that the church, the real house of God on earth today, has no pattern.
今天有许多人相信教会那个神家的实际是没有样式的。
During the early church,
在初期教会的时候，
you'll find it was very simple.
哦，那个时候非常的简单，
almost no organization，
没有任何的组织。
But they said that is primitive。
哦，那是初期的。
As time went on，
当一直演变，
then gradually you find it began to develop。
一步一步的，你就发现这样的成型。
Because the church is the product of history。
因为教会乃是历史的产品。
Look，
看看。
When you read the book of Acts,
当你读起使徒行传的时候，
there was no organization.
在那里没有组织。
How could you maintain without organization?
你没有组织怎么能够维持呢？
Look,
看一看
the book of Acts.
哦，看看使徒行传。
How primitive it was.
那是多么的雏形。
How simple it was.
那么的简单。
But then you read church history.
当你读教会历史的时候，
you find gradually began to develop.
你发现渐渐的在那里 在那里演变
，it began to be organized，
就有了组织
；it began to have influence，
开始有影响力
；it began to have position in this world，
在教会的里面也有了一些的地位，社会里面有了一些的地位。
You have the Roman Catholic Church，
你有罗马天主教。
And you find it is a country above countries，
你在那里，他们是在诸国之上。
The church has developed into a tremendous tree。
教会就成为一个很大的一棵树。
The church has been leavened into bigness。
教会就发酵很大。
That's the glory of the church。
这是教会的荣耀。
That's the success of the church。
这是教会的成功。
So the church has no pattern。
所以教会没有一个样式。
It is developed through history。
是历史的演变而成。
And one day you will find there will be only one religion upon earth。
有一天你会发现在地上只有一个的宗教。
It will include all religions。
就把所有的宗教都包括在其中。
There will be final development。
那就成为最后的演变。
Now, brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Is the church the product of history？
教会难道真是历史的产品吗
？Is the church representing the ingenuity of man？
难道教会就是代表出人智慧的发挥吗
？If it is of man，
如果是出于人的
，Surely man should be the one to organize it。
那人就应该在那里组织。
But if it is of God，
但是如果是属乎神的
，If it's God's house，
如果是神的家
，Can you believe that God does not give us His pattern？
难道神不会给他一个样式吗？
Some people think yes.
有人觉得有。
The Church of God does have a pattern.
神教会是有一个样式。
Where can you find a pattern?
你在哪里找到这个样式
？In the Old Testament.
在旧约里面。
As God gave the pattern to the tabernacle and to the temple.
神给会幕跟圣殿一个样式。
So we can go back to the Old Testament.
所以我们就回到旧约。
And find a pattern there.
在那里找到样式。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you find in a very real sense.
你会很实际的你会发现
the Christianity today is more and more going back to the Old Testament.
今天的基督教已经逐渐地回到旧约里面去。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候
，in Judaism,
在犹太教里面
，you know, Judaism is the development of a living faith.
你知道犹太教乃是从一个活的信仰演变而成。
In the beginning, it was a living faith.
在一开始是一个活的信心。
But gradually, you find the Jewish people develop it into a system.
你看，渐渐的，犹太人就把它演变成一个制度。
Into Judaism.
就成为犹太教。
No, in the time of Paul.
在保罗的时代。
As our brother already mentioned.
我们的弟兄已经提过。
These Judaizers are big problems to Paul.
这些的犹太教的人对保罗来讲是一个很大的难处。
Because they try to twist the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为他们在那里扭曲耶稣基督的福音。
But finally, you find they succeeded.
后来你发现他们成功了。
They succeeded not only in Judaism.
他们不单只在犹太教里面成功。
They succeeded in Christianity.
他们在基督教里面也取得成功。
Look at Christianity today.
我们今天看看基督教。
What are the distinctive parts in Judaism?
你看在犹太教里面的那些的特征。
They have a system of law，
他们有一个律法的制度。
So today we develop creeds，
所以今天我们也产生了信条。
You cannot have a church if you don't have a creed。
如果你没有信条，就不能，你教会一定要有信条。
But the Bible itself is not enough。
光有圣经还不够。
You have to develop a creed。
你一定要有你的信条。
That will represent who you are.
那能够代表你是谁。
Now, isn't that something similar to Judaism?
你看这个跟犹太教有点相像吧。
And then you find in Judaism.
你再看犹太教。
there is a definite place of worship.
哦，他们一定要一个固定的地方来敬拜。
You cannot worship anywhere.
你不能够在任何的地方敬拜。
The Jews will go to Jerusalem to worship.
以色列人要回到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
The Samaritans will go to Mount Gerizim.
撒玛利亚人要回到山上去敬拜神。
But our Lord said, those who worship, worship.In spirit and truth.
我们的主说，敬拜神的要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
And yet today Christianity has a place of worship.
今天基督教也有一个敬拜的地方。
They call it the place of worship.
他们称为敬拜的地方。
As if this is a sacred place.
他说这是一个圣所。
A temple.
是圣殿。
A tabernacle.
是会幕。
And if you want to worship, you have to go there.
如果你要去敬拜神，你要去那个地方。
And in other words,
换句话说
if you're not there, you don't need to worship.
如果你不在那里，你就不需要敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
isn't that Christianity go back to the Old Testament?
今天基督教是不是又跑到旧约里面去
？And then you find in Judaism you have a holy priesthood.
你看在犹太教里面他们有一个圣祭有一个祭司的制度。
A family separated.
有一些的家他们是分别出来。
To serve God exclusively.
他们专一的侍奉神。
The others are laymen.
其他的都是平信徒。
They cannot come directly to God.
他们不能够直接来到神的跟前。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
What do you find in Christianity?
你今天你在基督教里面看到什么样式
Do you have the same thing?
也有同样的东西
A group of people specially trained
有一些人他们特别接受训练
And ordained
被案例
To be that sacred class
成为那个圣品阶级
And we are just laymen
我们只是平信徒
All we do is try to support them
我们只是支持他们一下
You go back to the Old Testament time
你回到旧约的里面
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
When I was a boy,
当我是小孩子的时候
I was raised up in Methodist Church.
我是在美依美会里面长大的
And in Methodist Church at that time,
在那个时代的美依美会
The pastors do not wear robes and with all these extras.
那个时候的牧师并不穿袍子。
But today,
但今天呢
？They do.
他们要穿袍子。
Where do they get the clue?
他们从哪里找到这样的的线索
？From the Old Testament.
从旧约里面。
If you don't have a choir, you don't have a church.
如果你没有一个诗班，那里就不像一个教会。
Where do they get the idea?
他们从哪里找到这样的线索
？Old Testament.
旧约。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
In everything you find, gradually, we are going back to the Old Testament.
我们一点一滴，我们就看到人又跑回旧约里面去。
If we have lost the reality, we grasp the shadow.
如果我们失去了实际，我们只有抓住那个影儿。
Isn't that sad?
这是多么的可怜。
Well, there are some people better.
有一些人比较好。
We do not find a pattern in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里面没有找到这样的样式。
Because that's the shadow.
因为那是影儿。
We find a pattern in New Testament.
我们在新约里面找到样式。
You know, in the 60s.
在60年代。
There was quite a movement.
在那里有这样的运动。
Building New Testament churches.
在那里。建立新约的教会。
Now, how do you build New Testament churches?
你怎么样建新约的教会
？Where do you find the pattern for it?
你怎么样找到了样式
？The Book of Acts.
使徒行传。
Of course.
当然了。
And you read the Book of Acts.
你读使徒行传。
And you find that in the Book of Acts.
你在使徒行传里面。
When the church is really being organized.
当教会在那里组成的时候。
And you find elders were appointed.
你看那位安利长老。
And you find deacons are chosen.
哦，你看那位选举执事。
So how can we have a New Testament church?
那我们怎样能有新约的教会呢
？Well, if we can have elders, we can have deacons, and then we can have the laity, then we can organize a church.
我们有长老、有执事、有信徒，我们就可以组成一个教会。
Suppose there are 10 people.
哦，如果有十个人。
Well, we need 2 to be elders.
我们需要两个长老。
Because in the Bible, the elders is always plural.
因为在圣经里面，长老都是众数的。
Then we should have deacons.
我们需要有执事。
Maybe 3 deacons.
可能三个执事。
And 5 laity.
那要五个信平信徒。
We have a New Testament.
我们有一个新约的教会。
Now you may laugh at it.
哦，你可以在这里发笑。
But it happened.
但实际就是这样。
It does happen.
哦，实际就是这样。
And it was a disaster.
哦，那实在很大的灾难。
Everything is according to New Testament.
哦，每一样都是照着新约。
But it does not come out as a New Testament church.
哦，但是这没有活出新约的教会。
And people began to wonder why.
哦，人就问这为什么这样。
You find here a spiritual house.
你在这里看到说是。灵宫
It is a spiritual house.
这是一个属灵的家。
In other words,
换一句话说
It is not something material, physical, outward.
这不是物质，不是外表的一个东西。
Basically, it is spiritual in nature.
实际上是本质上是属灵的。
It is spiritual.Heavenly in nature
是属天的。
It is of life
是生命。
That's the reality of the church.
这是教会的实际。
So when you try to follow everything physical,
当你外面来要一定要怎么做怎么做。
Everything physical and material.
哦，外面的是物质上面的。具体上怎么样做
？It is true the Bible does have organization.
我们知道教圣经里面的确有组织。
Some people say the church has no organization.
有人说教会是没有组织的。
That's wrong.
这是错误的。
People say church is all organization.
哦，有人说教会里面就是组织。
That's wrong.
这也不对。
Because the church is a body of Christ, an organism.
因为教会呢是基督的身体，是一个有机体。
So basically, it is an organism, not an organization.
所以这是一个有机体，而不是一个组织。
But does an organism do not have any organization?
那一个有机体里面难道就没有组织吗
？An organism is even more.
在有机体里面的组织更严密。
Look at your body.
看看你的身体。
There is such well organized.
那里面实在组织得很周密。
But,
但是
，this organization comes out of life.
这里面的组织是从生命里面出来的。
It comes out of the growth of life.
是从生命的成长里面出来的。
It is not something added on.
而不是外面加进来的。
It is living. It is not dead.
是活的，不是死的。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Where can we find a pattern of the church today?
今天我们在哪里找到教会的样式？
When you open the New Testament,
当你打开新约圣经
，What do you find there?
你找到什么
？You find the 4 Gospels there.
你看到那里有四福音。
And then it is followed by the Book of Acts.
跟着有使徒行传。
We know the Book of Acts tells us of the church.
我们知道使徒行传讲到教会。
The house of God on earth today.
讲到今天在地上神的家。
And the 4 Gospels tells us what?
四福音说出什么？
The 4 Gospels tell us our Lord Jesus Christ.
四福音讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
Isn't here you find a clue?
你在这里找到一个线索。
Where is the pattern of the church?
教会的样式在哪里呢
？The pattern of the church is in a person.
教会的样式
是在一位里面。
It is not in any rules or regulations.
不是一些的规条，一些的律法。
It is not in any outward organization.
不是一些外面的组织。
All these are temporary.
这些都是暂时的。
The pattern of the church is a living person.
教会的样式乃是一位活的。
It is the living Christ.
乃是那位活的基督。
He is the pattern of the church.
他是教会的样式。
The body is patterned after the head.
身体是照着头的样式。
The body is the fullness of the head.
身体乃是头的丰满。
That's the reason why you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
所以你就发现在哥林多前书十二章第十二节那里。
The body is one, but there are many members.
哦，就是身子只有一个，却有许多肢体。
Many members, but one body.
哦，肢体虽多，人是一个身子。
So also is the Christ.
基督也是这样。
You know, when we read 1 Corinthians 12,
当我们读哥林多前书十二章十二节的时候，
we think there is a mistake here.
我们觉得这个有一个问题。
Because the body is one and has many members.
说身子是一个，有许多的肢体。
Many members, but one body.
肢体虽多，人是一个身子。
So also is the church.
说教会也是这样。
That's evident.
应该是这样讲。
Did the Holy Spirit make a mistake?
后圣灵是不是在这里出了错误？
Not at all.
不会。
So also is the Christ.
说那基督也是这样。
In other words,
换句话说，
this body
这个身体
is Christ in its corporate expression.
是基督在他整体的彰显里面。
Every member of that body belongs to Christ.
那个身体上每一个肢体都属于基督。
Every member of the body is Christ form in them.
每一个肢体都是基督成形在他们里面。
Only Christ.
唯有基督。
Christ in you, Christ in me.
在你里面的基督，在我里面的基督。
Christ in every one of us.
基督在我们每个人的里面。
Being joined together.
连在一起。
In the spirit.
在灵里面。
You have the church.
就有了教会。
There is the church.
那里是教会。
There is the pattern.
那个是样式。
Now if this is the case.
如果是这样的话。
Then the church is the living church of God.
那就教会就是活神的教会。
Many years ago, I visited Westminster Abbey.
很多年以前我去参观西敏寺。
And the impression it left me.
给我的印象呢是这样。
It is a church of the dead.
这是一个死的教会。
Because everywhere you find burial there.
死人的教会，因为那里都是死人葬在那里。
But the church is the church of the living God.
但教会乃是这位永活神的教会。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we have a pattern.
我们有一个样式。
It is that heavenly pattern.
乃是属天的样式。
It is that spiritual pattern.
那是属灵的样式。
It is a pattern of the living Christ.
乃是永活基督的样式。
As Christ is.
基督是这样，
so is the church.
教会也是这样。
Nothing more, nothing less.
不能增加，不能减少。
Everything that is not of Christ,
一切不是出于基督的，
is not in the church.
都不在教会里面。
Everything only of Christ,
一切都是基督的。
There you find the church.
你就在那里找到教会。
In other words,
换句话说，
every item, every detail have to follow Christ.
每一个项目，每一个细节都要根据基督。
According to Christ.
根据基督。
Not according to the world.
不是根据世界。
Not according to man.
不是根据人。
But according to Christ.
是根据基督。
And only that.
只有这样。
The glory of the Lord will fill the house.
主的荣光就充满在这个家里面。
Fire will come down from heaven.
火从天而降。
And there will be the presence of God.
在那里就有神的同在。
And there he will reveal his mind.
他就把他的心意向人显明。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So when we are thinking of the building of the church,
当我们在这里思想教会的建造的时候，
Do not look to the world.
不要向世界看。
Try to imitate the world.
不要效法世界。
Do not look to man ourselves.
不要看人，不要看我们自己。
As if everything can be solved by our wisdom.
不要以为任何事情用我们的智慧可以解决。
Do not look to philosophy.
不要去看这些的哲学、理学。
Or theories.
这些的虚妄的事情。
Do not look to outward form.
不要看外表。
As if these are the reality.
以为那些是实际。
You'll find.Only in Christ.
你发现只有在基督里。
And that is the reason.
这是另一个原因。
The more you know Him,
你越认识他。
The more you are built into the house of God.
你就越被建造成为神的家。
You know Him not mentally.
你认识他。不光是头脑。
You know him in life, in the spirit.
你在灵里面，在生命里面认识他。
And in the measure of your living knowledge of Christ.
当你有对于基督那活的认识的亮度的时候。
Will be the measure of the building of the house of God today.
那个亮度就成为。神家建造的亮度。
It is extremely spiritual.
这是那样的属灵的。
It is extremely heavenly.
这是那样的属天的。
It is totally of life.
这是完全出于生命的。
And it is of Christ.
完全是基督。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what a responsibility we have today.
今天我们的责任是多么的沉重。
The building of the house of God depends upon our living knowledge of Christ.
建造神的家是根据我们对基督那活的认识有多少。
How much do we know him?
我们认识他多少。
How much do we know him experientially?
我们能够在经历里面认识他多少。
How much do we know him in life?
我们在生命里面认识他多少。
How much we allow the Spirit of God to transform us?
我们如何的能够让圣灵在我们的里面改变我们？
How much we are conformed to His image?
我们是如何的给磨成他的样式？
The image of the church is Christ.
教会的样式乃是基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
If that is the case,
如果是这样，
It is very living.
这是非常活泼的。
It is not rigid,
这不是死板的。
Not formal,
不是有一个框框的。
As the life grows,
当生命成长的时候，
the church grows,
教会就长大。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
thank God,
感谢神。
He has given us that pattern.
他把那个样式已经给了我们。
May we do all things accordingTo the pattern revealed to us.
让我们所做的一切都根据这一个给了我们的样式。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, as we wait upon thee.
亲爱的主，当我们等候在你跟前的时候，
Do reveal the pattern to us.
把你的样式启示给我们。
It pleases the Father
to
reveal the Son in me.
神实在愿意把他的儿子在我们的里面启示出来。
Will you not please do it?This morning,
因为今天早上，神啊，求你这样做。
We give thee all the glory.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.